Hi, I'm Sean Roundy, and welcome to today's University of Life podcast. Today, I'll be reading one of the pages I've been revising on the site on uoflife.com. And it's about spirituality, one of the aspects of the nature of spirituality. Of course, spirituality means many things to many people, yet most spiritual traditions have a lot in common regarding the experience of spirituality, even when beliefs and interpretations may differ widely. And one such commonality is the principle of peace. You know, we live our lives much like a sailboat on the ocean, where we may think we're in control of our lives and what we do and where we go, yet most everything around us, the sky and sea shifting above and below, remain largely a mystery. Winds and currents shove us this way and that, and we can set our sails and grab the tiller to steer a course, but storms and doldrums can upset even the best laid plans. Yet despite the inherent uncontrollable nature of life, and even in the midst of storms, our spirituality can bring us immense peace. I learned this firsthand once when I bought a one-way ticket to Aruba, and I flew down there. I quit my job just before that, and I hopped aboard a sailboat, 53-foot Ketch, the Papa II, and I spent the next 5 weeks up living aboard as first mate, and we sailed 2,500 miles through the Panama Canal and up to Acapulco. And while crossing the stormy Gulf of Tehuantepec, there at the base of Mexico in the Pacific, a gale blew for 14 hours, and several times the 50-knot winds and 15-foot waves flipped our boat right on its side. You can imagine I was getting kind of worried about this. I wrapped one arm around the mast as the ship tipped over once again. I asked myself, why do I do these things? And then I remembered a story. Well, to make a long story short, I said a little prayer, you know, asking for the storm to get a little lighter or something. And instantly, I knew two things. First, that the storm would not abate, that it would continue for a while yet, however long, you know, until we got through the Gulf, and second, that we'd be just fine. And from that point on, I did not worry a bit. Ship would go on its side. I'd watch the gunwale, the handrail sink under the ocean. This was at night, and we'd just be scooting along about 10 knots with barely any sail out, and I just didn't worry. So how does this work? How can we obtain peace and joy even when the world around us is in utter turmoil? I've thought about this a little bit, and one reason I've come up with to try and, which I think helps explain it, is that the divine, no matter what you call that, the creator, a heavenly father and Jesus or the universe or whatever, has such power and wisdom that from its perspective, everything is okay, or at least it will turn out okay in the end for its purposes. Our most difficult challenges and trials could be compared to a child who sees life as most certainly not okay whenever it has to go to bed before the ice cream's gone or whatever, when you don't buy it candy, or when it's just feeling cranky. And as an adult, you know that for this child, that is not the end of the world. Now, as adults, our trials seem just as serious as they did as children when we thought early bedtime or having to go to school was horrible. And we continue to lack an even more advanced perspective to evaluate them from. So no wonder they seem serious like that. The divine certainly does not enjoy watching us suffer. But from its perspective, our struggles are often no more serious than that short-sighted child's. So when we make a connection with the divine, which forms the basis of personal spirituality, we often capture a glimpse of its viewpoint and experience a portion of its peaceful perspective. With experience, we learn to trust that assurance, and we continue forward with greater courage and hope, even when all we see are storm waves from horizon to horizon. So, if you will accept some homework from today's podcast, find a moment during your day when you can seek that connection with the divine. You can pray, ponder, meditate, just sit somewhere in nature and feel peace, whatever your tradition, whatever you like to do for that. And I'll post a bunch of ideas on uoflife.com as I go along. And when you attain that connection, when you feel that peace or however you experience it, then take a minute to also reconsider your sense of self and your perspective on the world around you in light of that peace. What does it teach you about ultimate reality? Does it help you gain that higher perspective that will help you to be more peaceful and calm and courageous in future trials? And does it encourage you to trust that everything really is ultimately okay, despite whatever temporary challenges you may find? Does it help you reframe your perspective on yourself, on events, on challenges, on other people? Because that's really, it's nice to feel peaceful, but really the value of spirituality is when you let it change you, change your thoughts, your feelings, your mind, your actions, your destiny. So that's your homework. Find that connection and let that peace change you. So that's it for today's podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. Tune in next time. Until then, live smart, live happy.